Okay, next up, item 14, discussion and possible. Can we move on? Thanks. Discussion and possible action of resolution 14-397 of the Story County Board of County Commissioners to place an advisory question on the ballot at the 2014 general election regarding a revision to the boundary between Story County and Washoe County in the area commonly known as Sunny Hills. Mr. Morse?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Again, Robert Morse for the record. I've prepared a resolution for the board to comply with the basic intent of the legislation that was passed by the legislature last session, which would deal with a revision of the boundary between Washoe and Story County. I would propose, if the board is going to go ahead and adopt this, that you make two slight changes to the language. I had made this originally and have become more knowledgeable about what's going on. I don't think it changes the intent or any real operative parts of the ordinance. But if you look down halfway in the first page, it says the explanation of the question. The second sentence says the property is part of the Sunny Hills development. And my understanding is that it would be better to say the property is part of what is known as Sunny Hills, period. The next sentence after that says the Sunny Hill property lies in both Washoe and Story County. And I would ask that a period in the language "and is in the process of being developed" be strict. And the reason I'm doing that is just to have a general name for the property as Sunny Hills rather than talk about whether it's being developed or not. So if the board is interested in doing that, I've given the change to Clerk Treasurer, and she can have that available for the board to sign if you want to go ahead and approve the resolution today. And if there's any questions about the process, there was one other thing that I was going to bring up. There was a question as to whether the board could withdraw the question. And there is a section, NRS 293.481, in sub 4, the board can withdraw the question up until the time, which is the third Monday in July, which the board has to adopt the ballot question by. So that gives the board an opportunity, as it is an advisory question to the board, if the board decides that they don't want to have that question on the ballot, you do have up until that date to decide to remove it from the ballot. Otherwise, if you do approve it, it would go forward. The clerk treasurer is responsible for setting up committees to write arguments pro and against the issue, the advisory question. She could probably talk about it some more if she'd like.
I do have ready to go in the paper, if you guys adopt this, a notice saying that we're advertising for these committees. They can come to my office and get a form to fill out and go on a list. They can be for or against, and then we'll come back before you at a later date to actually appoint these committees. And we'll start having the arguments written.
Okay. Our counsel for the developer, are you aware of the changes proposed by Mr. Morris?
I am
happy with that.
Sure, come on up.
Hello, for the record, Garrett Borden. I've been land use counsel for Sunny Hills for a number of years. First, I just want to thank the board members and many of the public who have come to our neighborhood meetings. I think they have all been very well attended. we've done our best to be as open and transparent and provide as much information as we possibly can, probably err on the side of too much information, but that's certainly our plan. My initial reaction today was going to request a continuance, given since our last meeting, we've really, and we being the Sunny Hills Development Group, are intending to make some major revisions to the plan. We know we've heard from the neighbors, heard from many of your constituents that they don't like the plan as currently written, and I'm hopeful at our next neighborhood meeting that we will get some very favorable response given some major changes we're planning on making in response to some concerns. But that said, in hearing that there is the opportunity to withdraw the question in July, that to me makes me hear I have a couple weeks, if not a couple months, to roll up our sleeves and continue working with the residents and hopefully getting more of a consensus in support of what we're trying to do. So I'm okay with the language and would certainly fill out the form and like to be on the pro, hopefully not the only one on the pro, but if there's an open seat on the pro, I would love to have that seat. But thank you again for all your guys' involvement, and I just chatted with Nicole and shared our plans with her, and we're going to try to have our next meeting in Lockwood. That was one of the concerns at the last meeting, is make sure we're bouncing around the county, not just doing everything up in the Highlands. So we'll keep plugging forward, and once I get these, and I would consider the major revisions, get them to staff, all of you to take a look at, because we're really doing our best to make a compromise and get something done here. So thank you for the time, Mr. Chairman.
Sure. Mr. Chairman, may I chime in?
Sure, go ahead.
I want to, before Mr. Garrett leaves, I want to commend him. Several months ago, we said take it to the people, because we're not going to get caught up in the pluses and minuses of this, and you guys have done everything you said you would do as far as scheduling those meetings and making them happen truly independent of the county process at this point. So I commend your team for that. The other thing I want the record to clearly reflect is Mr. Morris has crafted this resolution strictly to deal with the parcels that are known as Sunny Hills that are situated and identified on the map in the legal description, and this is totally independent of any ongoing dialogues and actions on the boundary line adjustment, the other boundary line adjustment that was in that legislative bill as well, in an area that's currently owned by Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. So those discussions are ongoing as this commission has directed staff and as the Washoe County Commission has directed staff as well. So this is completely independent.
Good.
So Mr. Morris, as I understand, if we adopt this today, that the board will be able to do the final consideration in July as to whether it becomes a ballot question or not. Is that right?
I think if you adopt it today, it would be on the ballot as a question. I think if you come back, you could withdraw the question.
As a continuance? Is that what? We would continue the issue?
I think there's a little problem of timing of getting these committees together and getting the arguments written before. All that has to be done before the third Monday in July. So the clerk is responsible for presenting you the people that you have to choose to be on these committees. The committees need time to actually write these arguments. And so my suggestion is that if you want to go ahead and do this, that you approve the resolution today. You do have the option not to approve it today. You do have the right to continue it if you want. But I think if you continue it, you sort of impinge on the treasurer clerk to get this done in the right amount of time.
And Commissioner Gilman, if I could give you an analogy that I think you would appreciate in the real estate business, I look at this as the right to rescind. You know, you're going to basically get the ball in motion, but this commission has until that date identified in July to go ahead and rescind that decision if necessary. In the meantime, the pro and con groups and the arguments can begin to take shape for the ballot, assuming it goes through.
I really support that concept. I am hopeful that the neighborhoods will take a hard look at their options and their opportunities. I've attended all of the meetings, and I feel like you folks have been very forthright in your development. And so that may or may not be, and it may or may not sell with the community at large. but it appears to me that the development in Washoe County will go forward with or without this property. And this property is removed from the boundary lines of the Highlands. And so the actual Washoe County property that would be developed without any input from Story County whatsoever will move forward. And I think that there's a wonderful opportunity for the county and for the Highlands to carefully look at what they're walking away from if they have an up-down, yes-no vote. And if this county comes together in a no vote, then the development moves forward, and literally the folks in the Highlands really will have no input whatsoever on what happens on that property or with their neighborhood. So I just, I hope everyone will take the time between now and then to truly vet the process and see what they're willing to give up or be involved in or not be involved in. And it's a serious issue. So I don't believe we've visited with it enough yet. That's my personal opinion. I am committed to supporting our county and our voters in what their wishes are, and certainly I'm committed to that, and I will follow their lead. But I would hope that they would have more latitude than an up-down no vote today without really understanding what you're offering. And I think your offering has been generous, and I've heard you offer all types of consideration to make it move forward. So I thank you for your efforts.
And I just wanted to raise one more point to make sure that it's very clear to people that putting this on the ballot is as an advisory question. And so that means the result of the voting on this question doesn't place any legal requirements on the board itself. What it is it's advice that you can use in your decision making. So it's just clear to people that they don't vote up or down on the question itself. What they're doing is voting up and down to give advice to the board.
I understand the difference, clearly.
Okay.
But at least from my chair on the board, I want to support the will of the folks that put us in the seat. So I'm going to listen carefully to what the vote is. But I also want them to listen carefully on the opportunity they have here and choose wisely.
Mr. Shevagin, you're kind of the forefront of this ballot question. So, are you good with what?
I'm good with it. I don't know if there's any comments from the audience at this point.
Sure, Ms. Bart.
Don't run off, Garrett. I need to speak to you privately.
Ms. Bart.
As soon as we finish this item.
Okay, you can be next. Sure.
Why is he here? Mr. Chairman,
my just a couple of questions. The resolution as written has three pages of legal description on the boundary changes for both pieces, both the Tri piece as well as the Sunny Hill Rancho piece, right? I mean, as I read it. In the actual legislation, are the two boundary changes separated in that description? Because it reads like one thing. My untrained eyes reads it as if it does get passed, then the entire boundary on both ends gets changed. So not so?
100% separate.
Okay.
So there's a description for one and there's a description for
the other. Hold on one second. Bob, would you come back up here, because he can answer these questions, but we can't have discussion
sorry.
Going
oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
From the
sorry,
audience.
Sorry. Let me, he wrote it, so
just the bill that was passed by the legislature broke it into two sections. If you look in NRS, there's actually four. What they do is they give you an option of doing one or the other, both or neither. So there are actually four different possibilities in NRS. What this would do would give the board advice on whether to do the one change.
And technically, I might add, there actually is a fifth and a sixth, and that is no action and no action. You know, both commissions have to pass or deny this,
right,
or no vote. So,
correct.
And that was actually things that we worked collaboratively with Mr. Gordon during the legislative session to make sure they were independent and not connected in any way.
Correct.
Okay, and again, my question is aimed at, you know, making sure that all of it doesn't get changed if that bill gets passed. So if it's segmented that way, that's a good thing. The second question I have is, if the resolution that we have, that we pass here today is passed, is it passed as written? Meaning it's got the property description in it and all of that, because if what Garrett is offering as an alternative to what's in here, in fact, is a more palatable option for the residents, and the residents would go more for that than this, then how are we locked into the boundary description that's in here? He's offering another option, which I only glanced at, but may be more viable. So if this gets passed, if he presents a second option to the rest of the communities and the communities say, yeah, yeah, we want it, do you have to come back in here with this?
Any thing that Garrett may have discussed with Ms. Bard at this point is not on the agenda, is not allowed.
Right.
I understand that. My question then is, if there is another option that the developer comes up with that changes materially the boundaries of this resolution, does it then change?
When you say the boundaries, are you talking about the physical boundaries of the real estate? No, that is set by the legislature what those boundaries are going to be. That's in the legislation.
Got it. If
now, whatever conditions he wants to make, he can make whatever conditions he wants to in order to woo over the residents to vote in favor of this.
Okay.
But he's not going to change the boundary lines.
And I would ask Mr. Morris to ask the developer if that is true, based on what he showed me.
I think the board, if they adopt this resolution, is limited to the change that's in the document. If they want to propose something different and come to the board, that's up to them. The legislature is the one that set the boundaries, and so my feeling is that they might have the responsibility for changing it if there is going to be a change.
Does that answer your question?
Yeah, and it might pose big problems later if what I'm just bringing it up as a possibility. So if what I'm hearing is that there may be another option out there that may be more palatable for the county, then we may want to consider postponing this at least until the next meeting so that that other option could be explored.
Well, the thing is that this is just to get the ball rolling so that the clerk can go ahead and form committees to write the questions. As been said earlier, we don't have to go through with this. We have a deadline in July. If we don't want to go with a vote, we can back off. Whatever conditions the developer wants to make with the residents in order to make it more palatable is up to them.
So is that your question, Nicole? Is that can this document be withdrawn by this board by July? And I believe that's the case.
Yes, but it's more than withdrawn. If my understanding of the alternate proposal is accurate, it is a complete redrawing of the boundary, different than what's in here.
Well,
and different
that
than
that
what's
would be
in
a
here.
Separate issue. Right now, okay. The issue we're looking at is
all right.
We've asked this board to implement with staff putting a ballot question together so that everyone can interpret whether they want a ballot question or not, and we have until July to withdraw it. If I'm understanding your question, if the developer poses alternatives, then those alternatives, perhaps we have to go back to the legislature, or perhaps there are other, but
correct.
It won't have anything to do with this document, I believe. Now, I'm not an attorney, but that's how I'm interpreting it. Yes?
But it would if it would change what the terms and conditions of the swap would be, wouldn't it? Fine. I will leave it to the attorneys. I'm simply saying
we can't sit here and discuss hypothetical situations at this point.
So we're not locked into this.
We need to.
No, we have the right to withdraw.
Right.
Yes.
We need to get this approved today so that we can get these committees together so we can get the questions done, and we're ready to go with it as it is. If there's any changes to be made later on, that's just the way it happens. That's the way the chips fall.
So if the community wants the ballot question, that we need to start now to get that ready.
Got to get going.
But we have the opportunity to withdraw it if the community decides that they want that to happen.
Because both sides of the question need to be able to prepare their arguments. You know, Garrett needs to work on his side of it, and we need to work on our side.
Okay. Anyone else would like to speak on this? Mr. Beach, come on down.
Yeah, I'm understanding that everybody in the county that's registered to vote gets to vote on this?
They all have the opportunity to vote, yes.
Yes, okay. And my understanding was that the legislature passed that along with some other things. But, in fact, this can go on the ballot, the people can vote it no, 99%, and you folks can go ahead and do it.
That's right.
That's all I wanted to say.
You're right.
Yep.
24/7. Anyone else? Okay. So, looking for a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve Resolution 14397 regarding a boundary line adjustment between Story County and Washoe County.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second the motion.
It's been moved to second to approve Resolution 14-397. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. On to item 15, discussion of possible action. This is the approval of payroll checks. They did 3/28/2014. And we have several others on here.
Mr. Chairman, staff would recommend that you separate this out.
Okay.
As is reserved under your right, into two action items. Staff recommends approval of accounts payable dated April 4th, 2014 in the amount of $254,057.20. And respectfully suggest that matter be dealt with by Commissioner Chauvangan and Mr. Gilman once Commissioner Chauvangan is back in the room. The reason for that is there was a bucket of blood check for the quarterly parking lot lease.
Okay.
And then staff would recommend that all other items except for the 4414 payables be approved collectively by the board.
Okay, so at this time, ask for a motion to approve all claims for the exception of 0404-2014. Be approved.
I second.
You make the motion.
I'll make the motion.
I'll second it. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Okay. We'll hold off for Commissioner Chauvangan to return.
Perfect. I thought you made the motion.
Come on up, Mark. You want to speak to him?
Yeah. Mark Joseph Phillips, Virginia City resident. This is discussion before the approval of item number 15, payroll checks, accounts payable. A lot of this was continued from the last meeting, and I understand that, but in the package to be approved at the last meeting, continued this meeting, was a check to the G Posse. I understand that check was written before the controversy at the last meeting, and it, in good faith, I'm assuming the G Posse hasn't got their check yet because this has been continued. I would hate to think that the check was written and give it to them in cash before it was actually approved here today. Thank you.
Thanks, Mr. Beach.
We aren't on your target, huh?
Yeah.
Actually, we aren't on this one.
Well, yeah, we will in a second.
Okay.
We're still on the one that we were doing while...
Yeah, we're on item 15, Commissioner Chauvangan, looking for approval for accounts payable for dating April the 4th of 2014 in the amount of $254,057.20. And before you have a since there's going to be discussion on it, Mr. Beach, you can come up and speak on this.
Can we hold off for just 1 minute? To the best of my knowledge, on everything but April 4th, I thought I heard a motion and a second, and then there was discussion, but I don't know that there was actually a vote.
There was, yeah. Commissioner Gilman made the motion, I seconded it, and we voted on it, so. Come on up, Mr. Beach.
Commissioner Gilman.
So that's what we're speaking on right now, is exactly what you're talking about. Yes, sir.
I was all in favor for buying these lots and the houses and getting rid of the houses and making parking lot there, so we could move our employees from your parking lot to that parking lot. And I think in lieu of all of the county has done for you, paving parking lots all over town, that you could give them that lot right here. I don't agree with renting anything from anybody. If the county's going to use something every day and every day, they should own it. It'd be like me renting a lot my house is sitting on and paying rent on that every month. It just don't make no economic sense. Now, you're a businessman, Lance is a businessman, I don't know what Bill is, but you don't do business that way. You don't, just like that thing we had down there in the sheriff, they was paying $50,000 a year rent on that place in Rockwood, and now we're paying $600 for rent, or $6,000 rent, to put our own building on it. And it just don't make sense to rent. It should be a crime, is what it should be. Thank you.
Okay. Take your suggestion under advisement. Okay. Anyone else have any questions on this? Okay. Do I have a motion on that?
Okay. Motion to approve that payroll check.
Accept. Second.
It's been moved and second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 And I abstain on that. Moving on to item 16 here, community development and planning, an amendment to the special use permit 2014-049 to widen the top portion of an existing commercial wireless communications facility, the existing flagpole cell tower, from 27 inches to 36 inches in diameter in order to accommodate additional wireless communications.
Thank you, Chairman. Staff is recommending continuing this agenda item to the June 17th County Commission meeting. The Planning Commission recommended continuing the file to the June 5th Planning Commission meeting, so Planning Commission hasn't even heard the file yet.
Okay. What was the date again?
June 17th.
June 17th? Okay.
Mr. Phillips wants to talk.
Come on up, Mark.
Thanks again, Mr. Chairman. For the record, again, Mark Joseph Phillips, Virginia City resident, speaking to agenda item. Discussion before action on agenda item number 16 in regards to the amendment of special use permit 2014-049. I appreciate continuing this, and in the interim, I'm asking the commissioners to cause the district attorney's office to clear up the contract between Story County, Chief Posse, before any further action is taken on this. And for the record, I'm going to submit to the clerk to attach to today's minutes. This is the history of the vesting documents for that property. It dates back to 74. Virginia City Water Company to Story County. Then it goes on to 2008, Memorandum of Grant of Easement. But then in 2010, which is before your time, before our assessor's time, before our recorder's time, the jail, the ice house, and the public works parcels were consolidated and then split into two. Jail sites one parcel, but the second parcel has public works, ice house, and community development all on one parcel of property. So I'll sign this and submit it to the clerk as reference to the district attorney's office, hoping that this contract can be cleared up before any more actions taken on this special use permit. Thank you.
Okay. Well, as I stated in the last meeting here, that we directed staff to work with the district attorney and try to clear this up. So we've already put the wheels in motion on this. Okay, Ms. Dean.
Mr. Chairman, if I could just address that before it escapes. There is no fiscal change in this matter. This is, as this matter is, this isn't a Jeep Posse matter, this isn't a contractual matter, this is a special use permit.
This has to do with the company that has the cell tower.
For the tower.
It doesn't have anything to do with anybody else. Go ahead, Misty.
Kay Dean, Virginia City Highlands. I am having some trouble with the intercom, so if I have trouble hearing you, it's the headset issue. Like Mark, I have some issues on this. At the April 15th meeting, it was brought to our residents' attention that this whole property is leased by the Jeep Posse. So if the Jeep Posse has a lease for the entire parcel, I do believe in the area of disclosure and transparency, as Mr. Witten pointed out earlier, how important transparency is, that the Jeep Posse be a member of this contract, because otherwise you have Story County owning land that they fully lease to someone else, and they're entering into an agreement with another cell phone carrier. So I think there are some possible legal issues with that, and that at this time, since it has become aware that the Jeep Posse has been given half of the revenue, I believe is what you represented, Mr. Witten, of the cell phone towers, and they are supposed to, according to Mr. Witten, receive half the revenue, they should be involved in this contract. And was the Planning Commission aware that this land was rented out? That's something that they need to be discussed with the cell phone carriers, and perhaps the cell phone carrier attorneys need to look at this and see who actually has the legal authority to rent this land out and who is going to be receiving the revenue and what allocation is going to be decided. So, thank you.
Thank you. Any other discussion? Okay. We just need a motion to continue this?
Yeah, I don't see the, I mean, we're talking about an expansion of the existing tower, so it has nothing to do with the land that wasn't consolidated, the Jeep Posse, that's all irrelevant. We're talking about the tip of the tower, so
right.
I was making a motion to approve the...
We're just going to continue this. Yeah. We're just going to continue this to the June 17th meeting there, Commissioner.
Continue it, then.
So you're making the motion to continue special use permit 2006049 A1214 to June 17th, 2014, County Commissioners Meeting.
I'll move
second your motion.
Okay. And move in a second to continue this until June the 17th. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All right. Motion carries. All right, moving along to item 17, discussion of possible action. Special use permit application to convert an existing detached garage into a mother-in-law quarters at 2061 Cartwright Road, APN 003-092-86, Virginia City Highlands, and this is in the 1 acres.
Thank you, Chairman, members of the Commission. I'll start with just a short introduction to this file. The applicant is Bill Evans. He is here with us today, along with his wife. The property is located at 2061 Cartwright Road in the VCH 1 acres, and the applicant is requesting a special use permit to convert an existing detached garage into a mother-in-law quarters. All the details are listed in the staff report. I'm more than happy to walk you through those details if you would like, or we could move into questions for staff and applicant, and then deliberations and public comment, and finally a motion.
I went by, I looked at the property, and it is located in such an area that I sure can't see where it would bother anyone. And I've also read the letter submitted by the applicant, and I think this is one of those exceptions to the general rules cases. I think they have a very special situation.
Commissioner Gilman, anything on this?
No, I've read through the application. I understand even the neighbor sent a letter in not contesting the special use permit. It looks to me that they're in compliance with the special use permit application process.
And I attended the Planning Commission meeting where this was heard, and everything looks to be good there. I mean, they still have an uphill battle, even if approved by this board. They still have an uphill battle on getting other with the Homeowners Association and things, you know.
I don't have a problem.
Yeah. I think this is one of the very unusual situations that we need to stay, you know, spend a little bit of special attention on. And unless there's a comment, I have a prepared to make a motion on it.
Okay. Any discussion from any of the neighbors?
Before you make the motion, too, could I please read the findings of fact?
Sure. I'm going to ask one. Did you get any correspondence of anyone who was opposed to any of the neighbors that were opposed?
Staff did receive two letters in support for the application and one letter not in support. The person who submitted the letter not in support requested to remain anonymous.
Okay. Very good. Okay. If you'd read the findings of fact, please.
Sure. This special use permit complies with all federal, state, and county regulations. The special use permit will not impose substantial adverse impacts or safety hazards on the adjacent properties or the surrounding area. The conditions of the special use permit adequately address potential fire hazards and require compliance with the applicable fire codes, including setbacks and fire protection ratings. The conditions under this special use permit do not conflict with the minimum requirements in Story County Code Chapter 17.40, Estate Zone, and Chapter 17.03.150 special use permits or any other federal, state, or county regulations, including building and fire codes.
Yeah. All right, after hearing findings of fact, then I would recommend that we approve this based on the findings from the Story County Planning Commission and the staff, and the compliance with all the conditions of approval shown in the staff report, and compliance with all federal, state, and county regulations. And so I make a motion to approve the special use application number 214-003 to convert an existing detached garage into a mother-in-law quarters.
I'll second Bill's motion.
Great. It's been moved and second to approve the special use permit application. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Great. Motion carries.
Good luck with that.
There you go. Thank you. Thanks for enduring. It's a long weekend.
Thank you.
All right. Going to move along to item 18, discussion of possible action to amend the special use permit, number 2013-1003. This has to do with Leroy Marshall's mining operation. Austin, he's a lead.
Thank you, Chairman, Commissioners. What we have in front of us is a request to expand the land of an existing special use permit that was approved in 2013. This is for Leroy Marshall. He also, Susie Lawyer here, is an applicant representing Leroy Marshall, and so she's said she'd be willing to come up and answer any questions on her behalf or on Leroy's behalf. I did submit a piece of correspondence to this board today, which is the exact same document that's located in the staff report. It's just blown up to be a little bit bigger to provide a little bit of explanation. And so essentially what we have in front of us today is very simply a special use permit was approved in 2013 for Mr. Marshall to conduct small operations milling of ore that's originating from the existing Sutro mine, which is also a small operations underground at it that's located just about north of Virginia City, about a mile. That special use permit did not include enough land and did not encompass land where the proposed facility was actually to be located. So this proposal is just to expand the existing special use permit boundary to include all of the area shown in blue, which is a portion of lot 5, a portion of Lot 6, and a portion of the existing Utah patented mining claim, that is that kitty corner parcel that you see over the two of other existing parcels. Mr. Marshall does have surface and mineral rights to the patented mining claim, so he would be able to do milling as well as mining on that property. You see the red star, that was the original anticipated location of the processing facility. The yellow star is where it actually estimated will be located. At that place, it does appear to conform with all the existing setbacks, all the existing conditions of the special use permit for that yellow parcel. The 06 parcel will just be continued into that new expanded land. There will really be no other adjustments to the conditions that were approved in 2013. The Planning Commission did ask that you see in red that a portion of the 06 property that was approved last year be excluded from the special use permit. That way, all of the operation includes only land that's on the east side of the highway and not over on the west side of the highway. The applicant was here during that Planning Commission meeting and expressed no concerns with that. And this new expanded area appears to be large enough to allow all the ancillary uses as well as the placement of those temporary mill sites for his operation. So I'm happy to explain further or answer any questions that you may have regarding this.
I have a question. Anyone in the audience have any questions on this?
I attended this Planning Commission meeting as well
and saw this.
There's no objections. We can have him read the findings.
Okay. If you're ready, I'll go ahead and read the findings into the record. I'll read them fast so we can get through them. I think the purpose of this is just to get them into the record, but anybody's welcome to stop me at any time. So the motion for approval, the findings for this would be Story County Code Section 1732.020N, use is subject to a special use permit, requires special use permit for the milling and processing related to mining in the forestry zone in which the operation under this SUP, inclusive of all areas of expansion, is located. Two, SUP number 2013-003-A1-2014 does not apply or otherwise regulate mining and extraction. Mining and extraction may take place concurrently with and on the same premises as the processing under this SUP. Story County Code 1732.020M provides that mining and extraction are allowable use in the forestry zone, but they are regulated by the provisions of County Code 1792, by which a small operations permit is required. The conditions of this SUP are not conflict with the purpose, intent, or other specific requirements of the forestry zone in which the proposed use will be located. Four, the proposed project and the final conditions it creates will not conflict with or cause substantial adverse impacts to surrounding existing land uses. Five, the conditions under this SUP are at least as stringent and not in conflict with the applicable federal, state, and county regulations, the minimum requirements under Story County Code 1703 administrative provisions for special use permits are applied to the conditions of this SUP. The conditions of approval under SUP, as amended, impose sufficient regulations on the proposed property to reasonably mitigate associated impacts on the surrounding environment, closest land uses, and seven. The conditions of this approval will modify the boundaries of existing SUP number 2013-003 to exclude all land west and northwest of State Route 341. And, Mr. Commissioners, I do have the conditions of approval are on pages 13, 15, all the way through 18, and then a recommended motion is on page 19.
I'll make a motion to, is there, ready? I'll make a motion to approve the special use permit amendment request.
Second.
Moved and second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Okay. Motion carries.
I thank you too, Austin, for these nice exhibits. They're very legible, readable, and help somebody understand these.
Okay. I will say I told the planning commissioners,
actually,
if you got paid for having fun, this project would have made me a millionaire. It was quite an endeavor, quite exciting.
You're going to spoil us with this kind of work, but keep it up.
Well, we're going to move along to item 19, possible action, licensing board second reading.
Thank you, Chairman, Mr. Commissioners. The latest update on this is that we recommend to approve for second readings, and I'll list them as well as read them, A, B, C, D, E, and F. That would be Sutherland Industries, Timmons Group, Crosscheck Services, Canoco, Canoco Plumbing, and DC Electrical, and Phillies Nevada.
Looking for a motion to approve A through F.
So moved.
So seconded.
Moved and seconded to approve A through F. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion carries.
And Community Development recommends continuation of Mark Twain Community Center and Randa Accessories. That's G and H.
Okay, motion to continue.
Seconded.
Okay, it's been moved to continue G and H. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Great.
Thank you.
Here we go. Number 20, public comment. Okay. Who's first? Public comment. About anything you want to talk about.
Good. Let's talk about Mark Twain and my beautification projects down there. I'm going to attempt to pick out four for this year's activity, four for next year, and four for the following year. And I'd like either him to figure out what is and what ain't spec, and then let's enforce it. If I have to, I'll try to file charges with a justice of peace for nuisance and see where that goes. But those people down there need to clean up their neighborhood. And so I'm looking to you people to come up with some easy answers for it. Just want for a year, you know, and then we'll end up with a nice, beautiful neighborhood, and I'll start painting right behind the cleanup on my own dime. Then I'd like to remind you of history. Some of you is in California yet when some of these names was here. We had Carl Larson, Larry Prater, Chuck Haynes. All three of those were commissioners. What they got in common is they served one term. We the people sent them home after one term. We didn't like what they did. And there was two other people. Virgil Bucaneri, Bob DiCarlo, sheriff. Same issue. Bob served a lot more than one term, but he did get sent home. Last time he was out passing out pamphlets, and then he got voted out by the people.
Not a sheriff, he didn't. He never got beat a sheriff.
The sheriff?
He never got beat a sheriff.
He didn't? He no. Quit running.
He got beat as a county commissioner.
Oh, okay.
No, eight consecutive terms of sheriff.
I'm sorry. I stand corrected.
It should be seven. Seven.
I'd apologize to Bob DiCarlo, but he's not here. I like Bob. He's one of the probably the nicest elected public officials I've run into in our county, except the current
sheriff. Well, we like you to have your information reported correctly, so that's why we correct it.
Yeah, no, I like to be corrected. I don't mind. I'm very easy to get along with. But would you guys, in your backroom meetings, not in a backroom deal, consider what you're going to do about cleaning up Mark Twain? Because it's not going to sit there. And what I brought these names up for is because I was very, very interested in those people. And I bought ads in the newspaper. And I just grow and grow and grow, and I just keep making people unhappy with me, and I love it. But I got where I wanted to go. Those people went home and got some new folks. The next thing is these agreements that are verbal, enforce them. The DA said we could enforce them. Way back when, I talked to Henry Bland about my taxes, and he assured me that if I'd give him 2 years, he'd get me on a no-tax forever program. Now, I would like you people to take the DA and meet him somewhere and get that in writing, and let's sign it. I want my $28,000 or $9,000 I paid in taxes back.
Every community in the county has the same issue of cleanup, Dale, and we are working on it. We're working at maybe drafting some new ordinances, but I have neighbors too who don't take care of their property. We all do. Everybody has a neighbor that doesn't take care of their property.
Yeah, so. I know it, but we've got to work on it.
You're right, we do.
When I first got here in this county, this street right here up here, cars on that side of the street and cinder blocks, a lot of them, and they're gone. Because the county cared. And they stepped on them and bought Richard Backett, took the backhoe down there, loaded them up, hauled them off. Whatever they did, they got rid of them. I'm asking you to give us the same consideration. See, I don't want all the money in the world, but I'm asking Lance to come down and point to something that TRI has improved in my in my neighborhood. I'd like to see where any of that money's coming into my neighborhood, and it isn't. See, and you know, and that bothers me a great deal, too, because I'm a good neighbor, and I want to help everybody down here.
Thank you.
I'm out of time.
Thank you.
That's right.
We gave you a little extra because I interrupted you.
Yeah.
There you go.
No, yeah, you're right.
There you go. Anybody else? Anything for us today, Gunther?
No?
Okay. Meeting. Thank you for coming.
Oh.